T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do they have any idea how stupid that sounds? The newscast you just played?
What?
Now, how stupid. And then he heroically fought him off with a narwhal tusk.
Yeah, that's, I just back there was talking to Stacey Bartow. I said I did that story because I got to say narwhal.
Narwhal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's out there, a terrorist is out there stabbing you to death. And you get to have, if you can get your hands on it, a narwhal tusk.
Well, I mean, in England, where you can't own a weapon.
Guns, yeah.
Or at least not, you know, a handgun or anything. And you're very restricted about your shotgun from when you go hunting.
Almost nobody owns one. It's so hard to.
Exactly.
Get the approval for it. You're left with a fire extinguisher and a narwhal tusk. But not too sharp.
I mean,
did they check the sharp? Was it too pointy?
I hate to be, you know, sounding so flippant about it and be humorous, but it's the absurdity
you should laugh.
Of it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're not laughing because it's funny. We're laughing at the absolute sheer absurdity of it. You are letting people into your country who have vowed to kill you. When they try, they put them in prison and let them out after 8 years. So what do they do? What they told you they were going to do. They
and
vowed to kill you.
After this event, the mayor says that diversity is our strength. That's all you got? Sadiq Khan, mayor of London? Diversity is our strength?
And a narwhal tusk for every man and woman.
Gee, boy.
But this is the Democrats'
and
plan for here.
And fire extinguishers for everybody.
Yeah, let's think about how that would have gone if it was in an area here in Greenville as generally populous and busy crowd-wise as the London Bridge. Guarantee you somebody would be carried concealed.
Yeah.
And they would whip their gun out.
Yeah.
And everybody else would run for their car to get their gun.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be everybody else, but it'd be a good number of people would run to their cars to get their gun.
And
by
sure
the time they were done, the guy would have several bullets in him, probably be bleeding out if he wasn't already dead.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'd be several Greenville police right on the scene too.
Oh, yeah. And there wouldn't be any need to let him out again after 8 years, because he'd be, again, bleeding out on the sidewalk. I mean, with so many bullets in him. The absurdity of this. But see, this is the coexist thing with these people. They want to disarm you while simultaneously asking you to coexist with the most absurd of individuals. Let's go through the latest two. And you want to talk about how twisted the left's and the Democrats' moral system is. This is what they view as an atrocity. A multiple time, a child rapist released twice, this is in Philly, by local law enforcement, despite an ICE detainer.
Let's go back just a second, though. I sent you a story last week about what happened in England when a conservative candidate is walking down the street and he is accosted by what was called a religious person. It was a Muslim who was calling out a British conservative and saying, "Why don't you go back to a white country?" And use some expletives toward him as well. And then days later, what happens? We have an ISIS terrorist attack on the bridge where this has happened over and over and over again.
It's this is ridiculous, but it's the Democrats' plan for here. Let in the most violent people on earth and the sickest people on earth while simultaneously disarming the population. It is actually a plan. We're seeing it here. I mean, look at this Hector Moran Espinoza. An illegal alien from Guatemala living in Philly, arrested in spring of 2019 for unimaginable sexual abuse toward multiple children. Yet, when he made bond, despite the ICE detainer, local Philly police, it being a sanctuary city, let him out twice. Okay, ICE finally just picked him up at great risk to themselves, because nobody cares about law enforcement lives on the left, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is what the left considers an atrocity, and that's why they want to disband ICE, that they would dare to go get the pedophile. He's been duly released.
I thought liberals were all about the children.
They don't give a rip about the children. Look at them in Charlotte. They're on track. They do what they did last year to release 1,000 criminals, including multiple rapists and pedophiles, just like last year, right onto the streets of Charlotte. And it is an atrocity if ICE lays a finger on them to stop them. Children be damned. Well, go ahead.
I'm just going to say this is not about trying to single out any specific religion, race, or anything. But this
These
is about people who are criminals. Exactly.
They're not legally
That's
here.
The issue.
We can keep them behind bars because of that.
These crimes need not happen. Some of them need not happen because the people involved, if we were enforcing our immigration laws that are already on the books, the people would not have been here to commit these crimes.
No.
Period. These are preventable.
But the lesson here is you look at the UK, look at Philly. You cannot trust the left to protect you. Their
what
plan
happened in the
is
UK
open borders, wildly dangerous people running around, cut sentences dramatically. We saw that with the leftists in our own legislature in the last term, trying to free all these violent people. And then what? They take your guns. That's the final. I mean, did you see what just happened in Mexico? This is what they tell us we can coexist with. Okay.
Right across the border.
More than a dozen armored trucks filled with Los Zetas cartel gunmen roll into a small rural town. They don't even know yet why they did this. And what do? They machine gun City Hall.
It looked like downtown Fallujah during the Iraq War.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, you see the pictures and it's like pockmarked with huge bullet holes all over the facade of this building.
4 police officers dead, 14 cartel gunmen, 3 civilians. By the way, they kidnap people on their way out. They don't even know where they are. And this is just, they went from one municipal building to municipal building, just shelling it. They had machine guns mounted on the trucks. Let's remind ourselves again, where did they get those trucks? Oh, they just cross the border into Texas and steal a couple kinds they like, so they can armor them and mount the machine guns onto them.
But of course, it's Donald Trump who's demeaning Hispanics.
Right. Okay, so what's the Democrats' plan? Well, first they're going to disarm you, not them. They'll never give up their guns. They'll never have any trouble getting them. They're going to disarm you, not them. And then Elizabeth Warren, let's remind us, what was your plan? Then you're going to use taxpayer money to do what?
You've said that the border wall that President Trump has proposed is, quote, a monument to hate and division. Would you ask taxpayers to pay to take down any part of the wall on the nation's southern border?
So, if there are parts of the wall that are not useful in our defense, of course we should do it.
Again, every part that Trump has built has been recommended by the Border Patrol. They have targeted the worst areas. What about Beto? He's talking about he's from El Paso, the wall between El Paso and Juarez. Juarez is a killing field.
Would you take the wall down now, here?
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
Knock it down.
I'd take the wall down.
So I guess every man, woman, and child gets one narwhal tusk, but not two sharks.
Yes, exactly. And a fire extinguisher.
And a fire extinguisher. And you're going to be, because I'm telling you, this is going to bleed over our border. We've already seen the cartels take over the jail in L.A. The sheriff didn't run it. They did. They'd send the FBI in to reclaim it. Now we're seeing the LAPD infiltrated by these people, according to the FBI, by these terrorists that absolutely are terrorists. Their plan is just to let them run wild while disarming you. I mean, that is, you cannot dispute that's the plan. They have laid it out in excruciating detail. They don't connect the two things, but they should. It's just... the cartel gunmen, this is how brazen they are. The cartel gunmen wore body armor and tactical vests emblazoned with the CDN Los Zetas logo. They painted the logo on the trucks.
So the cartel's got its own logo.
Yeah, they're like a sports team. They wanted it known. I mean, this is urban warfare. A couple dozen miles from our border.
Cartel-branded terrorist paraphernalia and apparel.
Yeah.
I mean, boy.
It will spill over. It is only a matter of time. It just depends. I mean, they're already comfortable enough to come up to Texas. Still not over that. Cartel members, just a reba, andale, right over the border to Texas. They steal a couple different kinds of cars and trucks they like because they can easily be armored. They just take them and they go right back over the border and literally no one cares. Democrats are on the border trying to give them free health care while they're here. Just for coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, remember when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Nazi staff manager? I mean, no, that's not a slur. I don't do that. I mean, he actually was a follower of Nazis, wore a prominent Nazi's face on the shirt he did every podcast, and he was a freak. Remember when he came up with the Green New Deal? Do you remember that? And then everybody had to follow because it was the coolest thing. It was like 5 pages long or something. It was going to reallocate major portions of the economy. But that was okay. You didn't need like a lot of details or anything. You just, you know, yeah. Remember him? Do you remember when he admitted after coming up with the Green New Deal and everybody adopts it that it wasn't really about the climate? That it was about majorly reordering the economy? Do you remember that? Well, then do you remember Senator Mazie Hieronimo? A couple weeks ago, this was stunning. We're going to play this a lot in the coming years. Admit that climate change is like a religion. It's like a thing you got to believe in. It's almost a religious belief, which I've said for a long time. Remember this?
Believe in climate change as though it's a religion, it's not a science. And all of the things that remains to be done, and there is a lot.
Believe in climate change as though it's a religion and not a science. Yeah, that's truth over facts. Well, did you see this? Far left climate extremist Greta Thunberg. You know that angry little one? I don't even blame her. She's been brainwashed since she was little. Has finally admitted she's a Marxist. That this climate thing, well, yeah, it's kind of about the climate, but it's not really. It's about taking societies back to pre-industrial levels of pollution. Pre-industrial? Really? I mean, like, what does that involve? That sounds pretty crude. That's because it is. Greta finally snaps over the weekend. Says the climate change battle, climate crisis, is really about, you ready for this? Colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of capitalistic oppression. Ah, see, there we go. Their religion, their words, not mine, is about ending capitalism. Which, if you think about it, I mean, it doesn't really matter if the chicken comes before the egg. You crush capitalism, foisting us back into a pre-industrial era where it's us versus the, you know, the harshness of the elements, or you crush capitalism first and then you end up there, or you crush the economy in order to achieve a pre-industrial level of pollution. Either way, you end up in the same place. Yeah, like our ancestors lived. That's their ultimate goal. I mean, you talk about removing, getting rid of a colonial racist, that the real purpose of the climate change, the real thing, the real deal, the real reason they're doing this is to remove to destroy the colonial racist and patriarchal systems of oppression. She's talking about ripping down Western culture, our economy, capitalism, Western thought, all of it, destroying it. She says that the climate change crisis agenda is not just about the environment. This is exactly what AOC's communist chief of staff said. I'm sorry, a Marxist, no, a Nazi. He was a Nazi. Nazi chief of staff said before he had to quit because he kept wearing that stupid T-shirt. Yeah, and then, I mean, remember I told you, wow, the New York Post is reporting he's a Nazi now? All of his Nazi connections, the Nazi T-shirt, all that stuff he'd wear, you know? And I thought, wow, can it hit the New York Post and he still has a job? And she had to fire. Or he had to leave. I don't remember which one. He's gone now. So once again, we got them telling us the truth. It's not really about the environment. Texter writes, Tara, the cartels have logos. Some people would consider those logos targets. Texter writes, kind of makes me wonder if the cartels have already gotten to some members of the Democrat Party with bribes or threats. They will eventually if they haven't already. Texter writes, Kaepernick is trying to get Nike to create a line of shoes with the cartel logo. Are you going to make me Google that? No, our world is going so insane, I 90% don't believe you. I think you're probably sarcastic, but I'm not entirely sure. So you hear a thing like that, like 5 years ago, you'd be like, oh, come on, guys. And I'm like, ah, that's not true. Is it? It's probably not true, but it could be. That's why that's the thing. It could be. They're so nuts. Texter writes, putting a narwhal tusk. Y'all. Putting it, this is a common sense retirement planning text line. Putting a narwhal tusk on your AR-14, excuse me. Putting a narwhal tusk on your AR-15 is illegal in 12 states. True fact. Look, if they want to ban the narwhal attachment, I'd be okay with that. Just let me have the AR as it is. It'll be fine. No, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is a country where they're trying to figure out how to get people to turn in sharp knives. And if people are out there battling terrorists with narwhal tusks and fire extinguishers. Texter writes, climate change is defined by the activists without any accurate data authentication is not a religion. It is a very severe form of psychosis. People who panic over it need professional help. They do. They're seeking it. God, we have so many articles on that. Texter writes, how in the world do they have any idea what pollution levels were prior to the Industrial Revolution? Climate records don't go back that far. They don't. They just make it up. Texter writes, hey, Tara, on the plus side, look at how creative the no guns policy forced potential victims to be. I know. It's nuts. Oh, got to get to this, by the way. This was actually published in the New York News and an academic research journal. New study. Trump supporters support Trump, the male ones, because they're insecure in their masculinity, likely impotent, and their wives are probably sleeping around on them. Yeah, true science. Why not? Article actually published again in the New York News after these two geniuses did a study on it. I'm not even going to tell you that methodology. It's so absurd that it defies wasting my time on it. They'll do anything. They'll say anything. They will. All right. Coming up in the next segment, millennials are learning what liberalism is like the hard way. They're moving in droves, like herds, like big herds of millennials fleeing liberalism. And they don't even know why they're running. Trump just tweeted, Lee, 34 minutes ago. He's quoting Jason Chaffetz, who is now a commentator on Fox News, used to be a congressman. The Democrats don't have any evidence, but they are still going to do it anyway. That's the sham that's going on here.
Yeah.
They, like, literally have nothing, as Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz, former Harvard Law School professor, explained on Fox News, and Hillary Clinton supporter.
The person being accused is supposed to have rights comparable to the rights of somebody being accused of crime. The Constitution talks about high crimes and misdemeanors, and yet the process has been skewed and one-sided and partisan. You know, it was Alexander Hamilton who said quite clearly, we do not want a partisan process where impeachment turns on who has the most votes, and that's what's going on.
Yeah,
that's exactly what's going on.
Because they literally have not named a crime. They haven't done it yet.
Nor is there any evidence.
No. Meanwhile, one of the most fascinating parts of this, we dove into this a little bit last week, and the media and the liberals are desperate. They're lying about this. toward the end, toward the beginning of last week and the end of the week before, everybody was pointing out that there's two transcripts that Schiff has never released. One of them is Mark Sandy's, the career OMB official. And he actually has firsthand knowledge of why the aid was withheld. So, I mean, you'd think he'd be your first witness, right, if you genuinely want to get to the bottom of that. He doesn't have to speculate. He doesn't have to try to figure it out. He doesn't have to read the New York Times to see what they say and then come tell us all under oath. He knows because he was the one who handled the aid. And so they let all the hearings go forward with a bunch of unqualified people speculating. In other words, not qualified because they don't have firsthand knowledge, right? And they left Mark Sandy in the basement. They never brought him up and they never released his transcript. Well, it turns out, here's why. Because when he was interviewed in the basement by Schiff, and they finally did have to release the transcript because the Republicans were flogging with it for like 48 hours, right? So they had to find a lie to fix this. I'm going to tell you what he really said, then I'm going to tell you the lie. Mark Sandy, career OMB official, on June 19th was told the president was asking questions about the aid. Remember the phone call, the Ukraine phone call is July 25th. Okay, so it's June 19th. He was told the president was asking questions about aid. Apparently, he saw a Fox News report and wondered why other countries weren't paying their fair share, which we all agree with. This wasn't just in Ukraine. This was in several countries. Ukraine was one of them. July 12th, Mark Sandy's told in an email. Wonder where that email is.
Yeah.
Now, that would be some good information. I bet the Democrats could get that if they wanted. Mark Sandy was told in an email about the order form from the president, about the order from the president to hold the aid. So this is a week before the aid was actually withheld and 2 weeks before the phone call from President Zelensky. What has the media been saying to make this timeline lie work? That Trump decided to withhold the aid after the phone call. He did not. How do we know? Zandi's the guy in charge of doing it, and this is what he testified. On July 25th, the phone call takes place between Trump and President Zelensky. Oh, did you see Zelensky on Fox News this morning?
No, I did not.
He wasn't physically on Fox News. They were just reporting about what he said. He once again has come out. You know, Zelensky, the head of Ukraine, on the phone call.
Right.
That guy. Now, he's got firsthand knowledge. Came forward again and said, no quid pro quo. No quid pro quo. Mm-hmm. No, quid pro quo. No. I mean, how many times does this guy have to say this, Lee?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, apparently, it's not. Whatever it is not enough.
It's not enough. Can we get him on a float? And like we'll put him in a parade, ticker tape, something like that. We'll you know what I mean? Like we'll roll him down the streets of Washington, and he can have a megaphone.
Yeah, they've already
quid pro quo.
like Santa.
Yeah, we'll get him a Santa outfit too. Why not?
No quid pro quo. Ho ho ho.
Yeah.
Sadly, the Macy's parade's already happened, so I guess we can't do that.
Can't book him in there.
But hey, you know, the Greenville parade's coming up.
Yeah, we could get him. Wonder if he let me on the float.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Mark Sandy.
Well, your family's originally from that area anyway, aren't you?
From where?
Eastern Europe.
It was my husband's. We thought but then we got a new DNA test. Turns out, no, not so much.
Okay, all right.
Now he's walking around the house calling himself the Italian Stallion. Wish I'd never gotten that DNA test.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the first ancestry one that he did was like, I don't know, he could tell, 7 years, decade ago, I don't know. Yeah. They've come really far, and no, it said he was Eastern European, like Polish/Russian.
Yeah.
Now they're like, no, English and Irish. We probably have common ancestors if we go back far enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, crazy stuff. But anyway, so Mark Sandy testified that the genesis of this was Trump seeing a media report in June about how other countries weren't paying their fair share. And also, again, that the list of countries that he was upset about included Ukraine, but not just Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a problem. So they have the whole fake hearing with a bunch of people who have no firsthand knowledge, and they let them speculate ad nauseum while not calling Sandy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just been like all these hearings, the whole thing. They get everybody's opinion that they think this happened, but they have absolutely no evidence nor any testimony that it did. That's what this whole thing's been about. I don't like what he said. I don't like I got a bad feeling about this. I think this is it. I think he meant this. I think he did that. And then there's absolutely of the people who actually were in on the phone call. There's no evidence whatsoever of anything like that happened. But people who heard about it got a bad feeling about it.
Again, even if Trump decided to withhold the aid,
it wouldn't matter. It's not.
It doesn't matter. He is entirely vindicated by the Ukraine press conference, saying that the, you know, the subject of the investigation that Joe got canceled, you know, got the prosecutor fired. We now know he did, in fact, steal $7 billion. That's exactly what he's accused of. And that operation, the investigation went kaput for a while because Joe got the prosecutor fired. Now there's another prosecutor. And now we know why there was a really darn good reason to investigate.
Because there was some real corruption.
There
going
was
on.
Real, actual corruption. They're still asking us to investigate. That's what's so crazy. I mean, this is the part of the story I can't let it go. I mean, they had the press conference lead to ask us, hey, it looks like the Democrats stole $7 billion from us. They mentioned the Democrats twice. They didn't mention the Republicans at all. And the reason they mentioned the Democrats is because the money was laundered through two American corporations that have extensive contacts with the Democrats.
Yes.
They wanted the money traced and returned. They weren't saying Democrats suck, we don't support them in this election. They're saying, hey, look at them. They have the connections to the companies.
Yeah.
One of them is Adam Schiff. He, in his own financial disclosure report, he made between $15,000 and $30,000 from two of those companies. What are the odds?
Yeah, really.
You know how many corporations there are in America?
Yeah.
What was he paid for? I don't know. Sure hope Lindsay asks him. I want to know.
Right. Like, that's going to happen.
I mean, the same companies the Ukrainians named as having laundered this money. And again, I keep coming back to this, Lee. It's laundered money.
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't need to go after Hunter personally. They don't need to go after Joe personally. All they need to follow this money, knowing it's laundered, knowing it was ill-gotten gains, is the knowledge of what went on with the money itself. They don't have to prove Hunter's a bad guy or Joe's a bad guy or Heinz Kerry's son's a bad guy. They just need to go dig through their company and see where the heck it went and where is it now. That's what they asked us to do, and Trump can't do it. So it's not like Trump made all this up and there was nothing there.
No, exactly.
Ukrainians have confirmed there was much there.
But that's the way it's being reported.
Right.
That's the attitude the Democrats and the left-wing media have, is that there was absolutely nothing there. This is completely false. This is a ridiculous accusation. This is an affront to American democracy, and we're not even going to talk about it. And, of course, there was evidence of things that were going on. It's documented. And all this was initiated during the Obama administration.
So we know there was a there. We know that Joe killed the investigation into the head of Burisma.
Yeah, he bragged about it on video. We've seen it, even though on the CBS 60 Minutes last night, the folks from YouTube were trying to claim that that's false.
And you got to love how this, I mean, so when you have this press conference and the MPs and the prosecutors are asking Zelensky and Trump together to get together, find the money. I mean, $7 billion, from a small, poor country like Ukraine that's so war-torn, that's a massive amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the saddest part. The Ukraine people still owe it. The way he stole it, he was the ecology minister, was that he through his office, issued just a ton of debt in the name of the Ukrainian people. Then he took the money. So they still owe the money. And again, it is shocking to me that the media hasn't shoved a microphone in Joe or Hunter's face and gone, where's the money and are you going to give it back? They say it was stolen and laundered. They don't say that Joe and Hunter stole and laundered it, but they say it's stolen and laundered money. Why do they get to keep it? Why don't they have to give it back? It's all you need. And if it just to show you the power of the Democrats here, have you heard Trump say a word about this? If he did, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They'd have everything they need for articles of impeachment if he told the truth. We live in absurd times, I tell you. Want to jump on this as promised. Millennials doing something very interesting. The Federalist, looking at new census data, shows a two-part journey for millennials, those 18 to 34. And it starts like this. For 20-somethings, leaving a small town for a big city. That's the first part. They get under mom and dad's wing. They want to go to the big city where it's hot, hip, cool, not uncool, like mom and dad in their regime. So they move. Then they move again. New Census Bureau data shows millennials are increasingly trading in urban life for the suburbs and even switching states entirely. See, folks, when people have to live in a little bit of high-tech socialism, which really is not a lot of socialism compared to what the left has planned. They don't like it, man. They beat a trail out of there. Here's from the story. My home city of Philadelphia is a prime example. Here, 60,000 residents leave per year, and half of them are 18 to 34. The reason urban centers like Philadelphia are bent on destroying the very conveniences that drew millennials to the city in the first place. They're overregulated. Here, the combined effect of sky-high taxes, outdated regulations, add up to an all-out war on millennials, or at least a war on the things they love the most. Brunch, for example. In Pennsylvania, where I live, the number of available liquor licenses is restricted by our state liquor monopoly. It can cost more than $100,000 to simply obtain a license to sell a mimosa. The restaurateurs, who either can't get a license or can't afford one, are forced to offer the would-be boozy brunchers a bring-your-own-beer policy. Okay, boomer, you're trying to sell this as a hip Philly phenomenon? We're not falling for it. The war on brunch doesn't end there. The state has free rein to mark up the price of alcohol, which it does consistently. Average markups are 65%. Ridiculously high states. This is the kicker right here. Ridiculously high state and local tax burdens prevent young adults who are just getting their lives together from spending their income as they see fit, as well as meeting basic obligations like student loan payments. So they make another migration out of blue, high-taxed city and states. So they got to try it first. Think, oh, it's blue, man. I'm going to love it. Oh, I can't afford it. Now, listen to this. Locally, Philadelphia has the fifth highest taxes per capita. Among the U.S. cities that tax more are New York and San Francisco, both of which saw an exodus of young adults in recent data. Leaving places that become unaffordable and inconvenient is a form of protest. And the problem isn't limited to high-tax cities. Young people are also leaving high-tax states. According to research from the Cato Institute, in 2016, all but one of the 25, this is the killer, in 2016, all but one of the 25 highest-tax states experienced a net loss of population. Yeah, because it's miserable. Comparatively, the 17 lowest-tax states experienced a net increase in people moving in. This pattern also appears in the 2017 Census Bureau data. Notoriously high tax California saw some of the highest out-migration, particularly of young people, with most moving to low-tax Texas. Similarly, Florida was a leader of in-migration, with most moving from high-tax New York. And, you know, it's absolutely maddening. Because I know what they tell themselves. Well, they just did it wrong in fill in the blank here. Philadelphia, San Francisco, Houston, Austin, some blue high-tax cities in the middle of low-tax Texas. They just did it wrong. And it's the leader's problem. They got it all wrong. But don't worry, we're going to fix it. And then they come to a place like this and they sneer down their nose as they have way more house than they could have bought anywhere else. And they decide they're going to fix it because this is just a backwards hick place. And guess what? 20 years later, the roads are slam jammed. Illegal immigrant sex offenders are running loose, raping women and children. Democrats are celebrating that as progress. Taxes are through the roof. Schools have fallen apart. And guess what they're doing? Well, the leadership of Greenville just couldn't get it right. Yeah, because you came in and elected them. People just like San Fran, just like Philly, who used the exact same economic policies. And no, it wasn't that they did it wrong. It's that they did it at all. And guess what? They wreck another place and then they just move on. They just move on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.